Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So you're walking out on Sentimental Street. What you doing out there? Who you trying to be? I know what you're thinking, cause I've been there myself. I've been kicked so many times, I don't know nothing else. Still I noticed your urgency.
Night Ranger is your artist of the day. By the way, just got word. Fronty takes the stage tonight at 9 o'clock. So now Kelly wants to know if you guys want to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
So we'll figure that out after.
Fair enough.
The Clay County Sheriff's Department just posted this on its Facebook page, and we will post it on our social media platforms because it makes me so mad. They are trying to identify a guy who's going around the Northland just stealing packages off people's front porches.
Oh, a porch pirate.
And it is great video. Like, if you know who this man is, you will know who this is.
Like, it's super clear.
They have published several photos on their Facebook page of this guy in action. He has been stealing packages from several doorsteps from Liberty to Kearney, but he has struck other locations as well, according to multiple comments that they have. He's driving a Dodge minivan.
Nerd.
I mean, look at him. Like, he looks like he's like, what, 25, 30, mm-hmm. maybe?
Yeah.
So we will put that on our social media platforms because it's a very clear photo of the guy.
Story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. Meghan Markle, listen to this. Meghan Markle says she was not prepared for the intense media scrutiny that awaited her after marrying into the British royal family.
Yeah.
Excuse me? You had no idea?
I don't think anyone would have any idea how bad that would really be, Scott. I think you think you know until you're in that family.
The Duchess of Sussex opened up to host Tom Bradby of ITV's documentary Harry and Meghan, an African Journey, which aired on Sunday in the UK, scheduled to air Wednesday in the US on ABC, shows their trip to Africa last month. When the British journalist asked the 38-year-old how she's coping with the lack of privacy and the ruthless tabloid rumors as a new parent, the former American actress replied, quote, "I take it each day as it comes. I think the grass is always greener. You have no idea. It's really hard to understand what it's like. I know what it seems like it should be, but it's a very different thing. I'm giving this marriage 5 years."
I just think... I posted this on Friday when she started to cry. She started to tear up.
That was about postpartum depression.
Well, but this is all part of that, where he said, how are you? And she said, thank you for asking. Nobody asked me that.
Yeah.
You think she got the tiara, okay? And she got the perfect dress and the perfect husband, and they rode off in that carriage. And then I think the reality of what that life looks like smacks you square in the face.
Yeah.
Now she has a baby. And
we presume postpartum depression based on her reactions.
I'm going to use another word, and there was another study about this with women too today. I think she has severe anxiety. I'm not going to say PTSD, but you can look at the way she answers his questions and she stops. Before every word comes out of her mouth, she stops and she looks up a lot, as if to say, I don't even know that I can say what I want to say anymore because her voice is no longer hers. Mm. And she was like a little bit famous before. Like maybe if you...
Like I would have never recognized her if she walked past me on the street.
If you watched that show
maybe
that she was on, maybe you would know who she was.
I never heard of the show.
That went from that to Princess Diana type. And you also have to keep in mind she understands how her mother-in-law died. And now she's got a baby. And I mean, does she have girlfriends that she can put pajamas on and drink some wine and vent about this stuff? And I'm guessing the answer is no. I think it's a very lonely, storied life.
I have another story in here that she and Kate don't even get along.
Yeah, they've reported that for a while.
Yeah. So she's in a foreign country.
Yeah.
With a man I have no doubt that she loves dearly.
Dearly.
And a child I'm sure she adores and loves dearly.
And can't leave.
And that's right. And I'm thinking to myself, why would anyone... I mean, like, with...
Because I don't think you understand how bad it's going to be. I think you think we will travel the world and see the world, which you will.
Yes, you will.
We will do all of these things, but you also...
Locked in a gigantic prison.
Yeah, you also are locked in a gigantic... You can't go to Target. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, and this is why I've always wondered, why would anybody run for president of the United States? You literally are making sure... that you don't ever get to go anywhere alone ever again. You don't get to drive a car. You don't get to go to Target. Hey, guess what? When we get done tonight, before I go to the show this evening, I'm going to go over there to this place called the Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk around, and nobody's going to know who I am.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to care who I am. I'm going to get some dog food. I might get some pepperoni. I don't know if I'm going to have time.
In other news, there's going to be a swarm of people wanting to meet you at Hy-Vee.
Highly unlikely.
But you know, and I get it. There, you're probably listening right now, rolling your eyes, cry me a river for these women.
Sure.
But this is not a life. I don't even know what to call it, Scott. It would be very, very lonely. It would be very lonely. And then you throw in the fact that she's just had a baby, and my heart breaks for her, and I know people don't even believe I'm saying that.
And Dana, I think this marriage ends within 5 years, and here's why. It has nothing to do with how she feels about Prince Harry, okay? I think she loves him.
It's the trauma of that lifestyle
mm-hmm.
and being hounded.
And just, Harry, I love you, brother. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I have to go back to the States. I have to go back to my friends. And then, because of what she has done, she'll always be known as the Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah.
Just like Princess Diana was still called Princess Diana, even though she got divorced. Will she ever be able to go anywhere alone again? And the answer is no.
Well, I think over here...
You done messed up.
I think over here she could. She moves back to Hollywood Hills or whatever.
You really think that TMZ is going to leave her alone?
I think it would be less of a media crush over here than it is over there.
I would agree with that.
On that, I would agree with you, yeah.
Don't you remember, of all people, George Clooney lashed out when she was pregnant and screamed, leave her alone. And I think they can probably go to dinner with George and Amal. It's going to be a short list of people that, like, you're going out with Kelly tonight. They can't just do that.
No.
And if you don't think that wears on a marriage, that they can't just get away.
That's why I think this marriage is 5 years or less.
Oh, I hope you're wrong, but.
Well, I hope I'm wrong too. I'm not wishing the dissolution of a marriage.
You would miss your mother. My God, she's got to miss her mother.
Well, and her dad. Oh, wait.
Her mother.
He's a complete tool. That guy. Anyway, I feel sorry for her. There's a part of me that says, be careful what you wish for because you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a part of me that actually feels sorry for her. Like, I don't think she knew what she was getting into.
And I think it's impossible to really know what that's like until you're in so far over your head that you're going, what happened to my life?
Because every girl growing up, and not to be, this is not me being misogynistic, wants to be, you know, there's the princess.
I want the carriage and the tiara and the crown and all that stuff.
Well,
trumpets and the red carpet.
Be careful.
Ooh.
Because on the off chance that you're Meghan Markle and you get it, And then you realize, I don't want it.
Yeah, it's a big fishbowl. It might be the world's biggest fishbowl.
It is. There's a part of me that actually does feel sorry for her. And there's a part of me that says, how did you not see this coming? You cannot be that dumb. Let's get to, we're not going to the newsroom. It's not 5:30. 576-7798. We'll stare at Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Every breath you take. Police. Story here from the New York Post. We have the traffic bed still airing.
It's kind of catchy.
It is catchy.
It's no police, but it's kind of catchy.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you're in credit card hell and you cannot escape? For those of you who are millennials, this one's for you. It is a complaint of many millennials who did not learn the lessons of previous generations more likely to shun debt, according to professionals in the credit card industry. Young cardholders, according to a report from creditcards.com, often take card points in cash or in travel credits, putting themselves in danger of running up long-term debt. Yep. Quoting here from the report, sign-up bonuses of at least $500 in cash or $1,200 in travel credit are considered the most attractive feature for a credit card. However, older credit card holders, said creditcards.com analyst Ted Rossman, tend to use the extra money to reduce pricey card debt. The average card interest rate, is between 17 and 25%. Carrying that kind of debt becomes a long-time burden. Why do young cardholders fall into the card pit? Says Rossman. Some of this is millennials love travel and they want instant gratification.
Yep. We will give you one free hotel room and 30,000 airline miles if you sign up. What they don't always tell you is to get that in the first 6 months you have that card, you have to put $2,500 on the card. There are cards out there that will say, we'll give you all of these things. Then there's a little asterisk, okay? Yeah, you'll get your free hotel room, which would have cost you $170, but you're going to have to spend $2,500 to get it. Now, if you are disciplined and you can put everything on one card and then pay that card off every month, the system works. The points system works. How many people are really that disciplined?
At that age, probably not a lot.
I have stopped using it. I don't use it anymore.
How much credit card debt do you have?
Zero.
Good for you.
I am now down and free, and I'm not going back. But I do not use the points card that we have. Chris will put something on the points card, and then that second, he pays it off. Mm-hmm. I put something on there, and then I put something else on there, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, let me know. And then you wake up, and there's a large balance on the card. I'm just not disciplined enough to do it.
See, I think I got ruined early on. I fell for the trap at KU. When you walk by the student union, you know the trap I'm talking
about. Give you a free t-shirt, did they?
Yeah, they sure did.
Maybe a water bottle?
They did. It was a nice water bottle. And I ended up with this really nice credit card. I was 19 years old. And I didn't, this is where, you know, I had great parents. But my parents and, quite frankly, my school didn't teach me personal finance.
My parents didn't use credit cards.
I haven't used a credit card since I got out of college. Ever.
Do you have bad credit because of that?
No, I have good credit.
Huh.
I have very good credit.
Okay.
In fact, I just checked my credit score like 2 months ago. It's very good. You know why? Because I have owned homes. I have paid my mortgage on time, and I pay my bills on time. So my credit score is good. You don't have to have a credit card to have a good credit score.
In fact, too many cards will knock your credit score down.
That's right.
Even if you pay all your bills on time, which I do.
I don't have a debit card. It technically is credit, but it takes the money out of my account immediately.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. But no, I don't have a credit card.
I think we should be teaching personal finance to every single middle school, high school,
absolutely,
and college kid.
Absolutely.
It needs to be mandatory.
I told Sarah when she went off to college, there are going to be people that try to get you to sign up for credit cards. Whatever you do, do not take them.
I do not think they are allowed to camp out on campuses anymore. Look that up.
Well, I hope you're right.
One of our listeners a while ago said they are no longer...
They camp out at Sporting KC.
They're no longer legally allowed just to camp out on a college campus and be like, hey, want free money?
576-7798.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
They're due for an artist of the day, so.
To take what it all
notes. What up?
So far gone.
Let's see here. What we got?
Quick update to a story we brought you last week. The 9-year-old in Illinois who was charged with first-degree murder and the deaths of 5 relatives over that trailer home fire has been arraigned. That happened today.
This is the mom that we thought should have gone into the house.
Well, yeah, the mom survived, and the 9-year-old boy who allegedly started the fire survived. But I think 3 children and 2 other adults died.
I believe that's right.
The judge explained...
So who's been charged today?
The 9-year-old was arraigned today.
Oh.
The judge explained the juvenile counts and legal process to the boy, who at times indicated he did not understand. The boy appeared to sob before being taken out of the courtroom by his paternal grandparents. He was appointed a public defender. The April 6th fire killed a 1-year-old, 2 2-year-olds, a 34-year-old man, and a 69-year-old woman. Mm.
Story here from the Associated Press. Police in Florida have removed 3 children. Let me start this sentence over because I just read ahead. Police in Florida have removed 3 children and 245 animals from a home following a wellness check. An Edgewater, Florida police statement says, quote, it was immediately evident neither the children nor the animals were being cared for properly. Officers say the children, ages 8, 9, and 10, were living with 3 adults amid rotting food, animal feces, and urine. Investigators counted 95 mice.
Who had to count the mice? And how do you count them?
60 rats, 23 baby rats, 14 birds, 12 rabbits, 10 flying possums.
I did not know that was a thing. Continue on.
9 guinea pigs, 7 bearded dragons, 4 dogs, 4 hamsters, 2 cats, 2 geckos, a tortoise, and a hedgehog.
95 mice. You would have to kill me right there.
The Daytona Beach News Journal reports the adults will be charged with 3 counts of child abuse and 66 counts of animal cruelty. The children were placed with relatives.
Oh. There's photos. Did you pull up the photos?
I've seen the photos.
I mean,
I don't even know what kind of animal that is right there.
If you're a neighbor, how do you not know that there's something going on next door?
Listen, and I want to be a little bit careful when we tread here, because I don't want to make fun of animal hoarding. Even though I find it horrifically despicable. And Will, don't even get in on this. I don't even want to know what you think. There was something that I read earlier that I think was lost in translation. This wasn't one adult,
mm-mm,
Dana. This was three adults.
So the main, what you would consider to be living area of the home, the living room, is covered in just crap. There are cages everywhere. There's trash everywhere. The refrigerator is rotted. I mean, the home is, this is a hoarded home. How you have three adults living like that with those three poor kids, Scott, look at the bunk bed. I don't even want to zoom in there. That's feces. That's fecal material all over that floor and those bunk beds.
Yeah.
So were these kids going to school? Because there's no way that you live in an environment like that, surrounded by waste, animal waste, and you go to school and act like there's nothing wrong and you do not have...
How do you not have that, that
you,
stank on
you? Would have a
you.
Smell. There would be a smell to the photos that we are seeing here.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the kids slept.
Dana,
it's two women, by the way. I don't know if the third is a man.
Okay, there were three adults.
It's two of them are women because the mugshots are on here.
Can I see the mugshots? Exactly what I anticipated.
There's one, and there's the other one.
Yep, that's what I expected.
I want to know, were these kids in school? There's no way those kids were going to school.
Probably not.
As bad as that is, there's no way. There would be fleas, Scott. I mean,
roaches.
Oh, God bless those kids.
You know, I
now people will say this is mental health.
That's exactly where I was about to go. I understand that this is a mental health issue. I have never understood, and I'm trying, and I want to, but it's really hard. I've never understood hoarding. And I don't know if it's because of the way I was brought up. You know, I keep a super clean house. I've never in my life been able to understand hoarding of any kind, whether it's material possessions or whether it's animals. How do you let an animal just poop in your house?
It says the residence was covered in animal feces and urine. Here's the other sentence that I take exception to. The juveniles, ages 8, 9, and 10, were removed from the residence, quote, and placed with a responsible family member. How did you not know that those kids were living in that environment?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. What would you do? Would you know? Would you know if your mom and dad lived like that?
Yes.
Your brother? Do you go to his house enough to know? Or do you see your brother at your mom and dad's
house? I see him. Yeah, I see him when I see him at mom and dad's house because they bring the kids over.
And I would presume, Dana, not to interrupt you, but I beg your pardon, if your brother was a hoarder, he would know he's a hoarder.
So I'm not having people over for Christmas dinner.
So, hey, Dana, why don't we just meet at mom's house?
Right.
And he would do everything he could to keep you out of his house. Do you understand what I'm saying? They put up a wall like a drug user does. They hide stuff like an alcoholic does. They hide stuff.
One of the women is not in custody, according to the Facebook page of the Edgewater Police Department. It just says guinea pigs, 9 plus 1 deceased. What are, not to go squirrel here, no pun intended, what is a flying possum?
I have no idea. I have
like,
no idea.
Did you read
when I read it, it was like, and a flying possum? Will, have you ever heard of a flying possum? Sam, can you look up flying possum for me?
I can't stop looking at these photos. I don't know why, but I can't. If you zoom in, and we'll post this, you know, it's on their police department page. But if you post this, and you zoom in, it is just, Scott, that bedroom is covered with waste.
But Dana, I go back to my original question. I understand that hoarding is a mental health issue, and I'm sympathetic to anybody who has a mental health problem, okay? How do you walk into a house and think that's normal?
Three adults. Oh, not just one adult. Hey, three adults.
Watch out. You're about to step on the flying possum poop.
A flying possum is just another word for like a sugar glider, like just like a flying squirrel. It's just like a squirrel that has a bunch of skin
between
arms and
legs. How the hell do you get a flying squirrel to live in your house?
I don't think there was just one. I think there were nine. And I will agree with you, Scott. Look, hoarding is a mental illness. This is a crime. This is a crime because three children were in that environment.
That's right, Dan.
Period. This is a crime.
I don't dispute that it's a crime. I just, for whatever reason, I cannot wrap my head around hoarding. And I don't understand it. Do you not see that you live in filth?
No, they don't see it.
You don't see it?
Mm-mm. They don't see it the way you and I see it.
You don't see poop on the floor?
They don't
process
that.
There's poop on the floor. You have 245 animals that live in this house.
They do not process that the same way you and I would when we walked in. That is true. Haven't you seen when they used to do the show Hoarding, the you know, person would come in to try to help, but they would always just re-hoard. But she would say, what do you see when you look at this room? And you know, the room is just floor-to-ceiling crap.
Just garbage.
And the hoarder would always say, well, I see my living room. Like, they don't see that there's no pathway, say, to get through to the next room, or that
because
this is a fire hazard.
There actually is a pathway to get through the next room. You just have to turn sideways.
Yeah, well, in this house, I don't see a pathway.
I can't understand it. I do not get it. Okay. 576-7798. 576-7798.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Couple of quick stories here. Before we go to Dance Our Life Away at Michael Fronte tonight. By the way, should you eat before or after you exercise in the morning? The debate has raged for years. The answer is after. People who did not eat before their workout burned more fat.
You got to eat something, though, don't you?
Nope.
Otherwise, your blood sugar is going to be low and you pass out on the treadmill.
That's the argument. I do not eat before I work out every morning, but then again, I'm fat.
Mm-hmm. You're not fat.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm fat.
I could stand to lose a couple pounds.
I could stand to lose a couple hundred.
You could not. You'd be nothing be left.
Okay, yeah, but I from the beginning, from my peak weight, I do need to lose about 150.
All right. I saw that Sam tweeted this. We might come back to this tomorrow because it has made me highly suspicious of almost any good cause. There is a mother in Denver accused of murdering her, quote, make-a-wish kid. Mother who said her young daughter was diagnosed with terminal illness is now accused of killing the girl. 41-year-old Kelly Gant, also known as Renee Kelly Turner, there's your first clue, she had aliases, was arrested Friday at a Denver area hotel and is being held without bond. She said Olivia was diagnosed with neurogastrointestinal encephalomyopathy, a disease that attacks many of the body's vital organs. The Make-A-Wish Foundation helped Olivia live out a wish a couple years ago. GoFundMe account raised more than $22,000, and it appears the entire thing
just a scam
was a fraud. I mean, it's almost to the point where when you see something like this, Scott, it's...
Why do you think we don't do it?
I had someone reach out to me overnight and say, please, can you retweet this? My GoFundMe. No.
I want to believe what you're saying is true. I have no way to prove it, and absolutely not.
You know, Make-A-Wish has come out saying we are so disturbed by this. And listen to this. We are following this closely in the hope of learning what happened. Our procedures for granting a wish require a referral from the child's medical team, and we rely on their assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So was there a doctor that thought this kid had this?
I don't know.
Or was that fabricated too?
I don't know, Dana. See, this is why I have had a problem with GoFundMe since the day it started. Because there is no proof that what you say you're going to raise that money for is actually what you're raising the money for. Am I wrong?
You are not. You okay. are correct.
So I have to do...
There was a listener that said, can you please do my GoFundMe? I said,
no.
We do not forward any of those on.
If we did one, we would have to do
We have no way to confirm what this is about. And I will tell you, this specific request could not have been more vague. They're trying to raise $350,000. And let me give you an example without giving it away.
Yeah, don't give them any more credit.
To help kids. It was one of those. And I go, this is so vague.
Yeah. And didn't you see there were a lot of spelling errors and everything?
It's
translation, Nigeria.
The news cycle has made me so
cynical.
Leery.
Say the word, cynical.
It makes you not believe when someone actually needs help. My go-to is, well, how do we know the child isn't sick and the mom just wants to scam you out of $22,000?
Right.
Which is ludicrous to think that if someone is in need. But then we have mom in Denver, and now here we are.
Who allegedly kills her own kid after raising money for non-existent medical issues.
Well, and you have to remember the Blanchard case from, I believe it was Arkansas.
She ended up. About?
Oh, her mom essentially kept her captive and said that she couldn't walk in the whole nine. And she got access to the internet somehow. And allegedly, her and her boyfriend that they met online
killed the mom.
Killing the mother.
I think she's serving 6 to 9 years or something like that. The daughter, who was the victim in that case.
The kid was kept in the house.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in Springfield?
It's somewhere around here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was, yeah.
Springfield, it was somewhere Ozarky.
Yeah.
Maybe, never mind.
I want to believe that everyone is telling the truth on the internet.
I can't.
But I can't.
Nope. No way. Wow. All right. Hey, Will and I, since the other half of the team bagged out.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Obama. Will and I will see you tonight at Michael Fronte. Opening band starts at 8. Fronte starts at 9. Jam or not a jam?
It's a jam.
Okay.
Walks right up to the Journey line, but doesn't cross it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think so either. We got to run. We'll see you tonight downtown. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, we've got to talk about your daughter's last night as a cheerleader.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Doggone it, we forgot to talk about that today. You had a good time, though?
Lovely.
Good. I'm Scott Parks. God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, my friends, and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.